You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
This episode of Writing Excuses has been brought to you by our listeners, patrons, and friends. If you would like to learn how to support this podcast, visit www.patreon.com/writingexcuses.
Season 17,
Episode 43. This is Writing Excuses.
Bodies. Why? Depicting disability.
15 minutes long.
Because you're in a hurry.
And we're not very smart.
I'm Mary Robinette.
I'm Howard. I'm late.
I'm Chelsea, and on time.
I'm Fran.
And I'm Will.
Awesome. So today we're going to be talking about depicting disability. Fran, why don't you orient us a little bit about what we're going to be talking about this week?
Sure. If you were with us last week, we were talking about writing disability for all different kinds of genres and different age groups. And Will brought into the mix some really important aspects of writing disability, which is not to be pejorative, not to talk down to your audience, not to talk inaccurately about representation. So we're going to be diving into that a little bit more so that you can start to think about what the pros and cons are of disability representation in fiction, whether you're writing from your own experience, which is important, and we want to support and encourage that, or if you are looking to deepen your narratives and make sure that you have more good quality representation on the page.
So why don't we start off by talking about some of the pitfalls, and then we'll get into the nuts and bolts of how to avoid those pitfalls. But let's start off by warning of the dangers. How are some ways that depicting disability can go horribly, horribly wrong?
Character is represented solely by their mobility device and no other way. Character is trapped in and or confined to their mobility device and no other way. And this goes for other types of disability as well, but that one is one that always jumps out at me.
Yeah. Will?
Sacrificial characters? Characters, you know, sympathetically martyred for the journey of an able-bodied protagonist. Yeah. It happened like 8 times in Star Wars Rogue One, which I very much enjoyed, but just over and over and over again, somebody with some sort of injury or robotic prosthesis would die horribly as a direct result of their immobility so that our protagonist can feel things.
Yes.
The trope, the classic trope is the stroller in front of the runaway bus, where the baby stroller only exists to depict the inability of the baby to get out of the way of the bus. It's not about, it's just there to create tension, to create drama. It's not, it's a trope. We see it way too often.
Character without agency trapped in front of bus. Let's rephrase that a little bit.
Yeah.
Representations of disabled characters as either evil or a burden are also ones that jump out.
Richard III.
I'm thinking of Dr. Poison in Wonder Woman, which has been written extensively about by writers including John Wiswell and Elsa Schunesson. And really, really worth paying attention to. And we'll get back to that with body horror in a couple of weeks.
The character who spends all of their time trying to get rid of their disability and exists for no other reason than to provide the protagonist with inspiration for how much they are overcoming.
Can I bring up the disability superpower thing?
Please do it.
The thing where a person, usually their disability is about not being able to sense a certain thing, being like an acute super sensor in a different kind of way. I'm thinking of Hawkeye and I'm thinking of Daredevil.
Oh my gosh, Daredevil.
Oh. Yeah. Yeah.
It was a very daredevilish character in Rogue One, too.
I mean, if you
yes, think, I like some.
Yes, now
I
we
do.
All
I like
are
some.
Sort of making an oh my gosh gesture and our hands are our heads.
Yeah.
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 And I'm curious, Chelsea, you just said I like them. I want to know what I want that. Say more about that like.
The thing is that, you know, when you're talking about Daredevil and when you're talking about Hawkeye, one of the things that specifically when I'm thinking about Hawkeye is that Clint Barton is really good at what he does and he is a superhero and he is deaf. And yeah, okay, that's great. You know what? Because why wouldn't you be? Why couldn't you be a superhero with a disability? Like, let's do that. That sounds awesome. But like, I kind of feel like, as particularly with blindness, this whole idea is like they can't see, so they hear super well, or they smell super well, or all of their senses are completely hyped up, and it makes them superhuman, which makes them inhuman.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, whereas I felt like with Hawkeye, at least in the latest series, it was he's deaf. And
yeah,
it has no impact on his superheroing. He just is deaf. And the most is, like, he takes the hearing aid out when he's tired of someone talking.
It's a real bonus, I gotta tell you that.
I also like that he was kind of crap at ASL.
Yeah. Yeah. Because, you know, an adult acquirer. So let's go ahead and pause for the book of the week. And then after we come back, we're going to talk about how to do some good representation.
This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. Making your mental health a priority is always a challenge. And I think it's easy to not prioritize it, especially when you're trying to figure out how to write a book. I think we have some deep cultural idea that artists should be tortured and depressed to make their best work. But in my experience, struggling to find clarity and motivation will hurt your process a lot more than help it. In my own life, therapy has been essential to figuring out how to navigate an industry seemingly designed to give all of us anxiety. Being able to talk to an expert can help you set better boundaries, find a balance between the demands of your work and your art, and navigate the complexities of being a published writer. That said, finding a therapist is never easy, especially if you're not in a major city like I am. That's where a service like BetterHelp can be of use to help you start the process while you figure out what your needs are for your mental health journey. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/WX today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/WX.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise. Having fun in the sun or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
So, Will, I think you've got our book.
Yes. This book is a realist middle grade novel, recently published, Air by Monica Rowe. It is fantastic. I loved it. It's about a kid with a wheelchair who is saving up for a stunt wheelchair in a community of well-meaning and that includes a lot of well-meaning adults who have no idea that stunt wheelchair exists and think it's a terrible idea. But she builds a ramp in her backyard, and what brings her tremendous joy is catching air on that ramp. And that flies in the face of how disability and the use of a wheelchair is constructed around her. And which is endlessly frustrating. but of course it's it just beautifully scratches all of the misunderstood kid of tremendous talent that no one recognizes and that everyone is trying to thwart with very good intentions. So there is overcoming in it. There is protagonist overcoming difficulty, but the difficulty is not that she uses a chair. That's just fact. The difficulty is what that chair means to everyone around her versus what it means for her. So the construction of meaning and a mobility device as symbol or not, as harmful symbol or not. I really, really loved it. Monica's also a former student, graduated from Vermont College of Fine Arts, where I teach and where Fran also teaches.
So that is Air by Monica Rowe. It sounds amazing. And it also sounds like it is a great example from what you were saying about how to depict disability well, because as you say, the chair is just fact. And it's everything around her that is the problem. So let's get into some of the nuts and bolts of how do you depict disability well? So for me, one of the things that I've found is very much along the lines of what Will is talking about, is that it begins in the story construction, that your basic story premise, plot, structure is not about the disability. It's not about overcoming it necessarily, but it is about there is a person who has a disability and they are adventuring the same way everyone else adventures.
I was kind of thinking about that positive depiction of disability. And mostly what I want, particularly as a person who is out of hearing, is that I don't want to be a brave little toaster about it. I want a story in which, like, I get to read a character who is hard of hearing, and that it's just part of who they are. And, like, it might be that they want to, like, basically run any part of their life where they have to hear or do substitution for hearing the way they want to do it, and it works. I'm writing a story in which I have a character who is hard of hearing, who prefers not to speak, and uses sign language. And that is okay, because a sign language is an official language of the country that they're in.
Yeah.
One of the thoughts that I've had is, we see so many ableist attitudes in the world we live in. It's just everywhere. It's the water that we swim in. Mm-hmm. In a story where we are depicting disability, having a character, an abled character, undergo the journey where they recognize the disability isn't the problem. The broken world around us is the problem. That doesn't need to be the whole arc of the story, but that's the sort of beautiful thing that I feel like ableist people need to read more of.
Yeah, I think it's more like, please don't think of us as an inspiration. Please just get your act together and build some ramps. Come on.
Yeah. So there's an experience that I had when I was living, traveling, and I was in Brisbane, and I thought, oh, I must be sharing the hotel with a medical conference because there's so many people in mobility devices. And when I went out for lunch around the hotel, it was just everywhere. I was like, well, it must be a bigger conference than I thought. They must be in multiple hotels. And then I realized when I was talking to a friend who lives there, who's a double amputee, and he's like, no, it's just that Brisbane is a modern city. It wasn't built until the 80s, most of it. And so it was built with ramps. There are older historic buildings that don't, but most of it has ramps. And the reason that I was seeing more people with mobility devices wasn't because it was a larger population. It wasn't because there was a medical conference. It's just because they could get around the city.
And they've always been there. You just happen to be in a place where you can see them because now they get to go everywhere.
Right. And so, you know, this is a thing that I think about with my own fiction. It's like, okay, well, which of my characters has a disability and which of them are invisible disabilities that they don't share with other people? And which of them are ones that they, you know, that are visible, that they have to deal with other people's reactions? And then also thinking about how that affects the way they move through the world. And for me, that is the piece, the nut and bolt, is thinking about how it affects the way the character moves through the world, but not thinking of it as a plot point.
I think one very important way of practicing this that I'm almost reluctant to bring up because it can go so horribly wrong, but, you know, so can everything. But I mean, especially in genre, especially in science fiction and fantasy, especially, there are opportunities to work with metaphor, if only in practice. And a lot of the ways, that I worked up to addressing disability in my own work, I sort of like gradually acquired the courage to do it, initially indirectly in sideways and metaphors and writing about bodies and writing about different bodies moving through space. Like, okay, I'm going to write about aliens and wildly different aliens, and just different bodies means different relationships to setting and surroundings. And you know, if one of your characters is 20 feet tall, that changes a fair bit about the scene. And none of these differences were coded as disability, but they all significantly affect the way the characters move through space and interact with their surroundings. And it's just, I don't know what the experience was as a reader, but just as a writer, I found it as a first step. I found it very freeing towards a destigmatizing and sapping the pejorative meaning out of certain kinds of embodied differences by making up new ones.
Mm-hmm.
As a warm up towards writing about differences and bodies and moving through space, often literally outer space, because it's great. Because I mean, you know, weight matters differently, and sometimes sign language is really important when no one can hear you because there's no air. And so that was a warm up for me.
Yeah. That's great. What are some other ways that people can depict disability in ways that are, good representation, but also good storytelling? I mean, I would argue that good representation is good storytelling, so I should probably mm-hmm. rephrase that question. But
The challenge for me is that, and I'm going to come, I'm a cartoonist. And one of the things that my people, the cartoonists, hate above all things is the crowd scene. If I'm drawing a crowd scene, the fastest way to do it is uniform little head ovals and some silhouette lines that indicate that there is a crowd. And if I nudge some of the ovals up and some of the ovals down, I can show that there is a height difference. What I have not done is depicted the parting of the crowd that will occur if there's someone with a mobility device or if there's someone holding children, because I'm a lazy cartoonist. Sorry, that's an oxymoron. No, that's redundant. We hate drawing crowd scenes for this exact reason. If you want to populate it and have it be realistic, you have to populate it with a realistic diversity of people. It's hard to draw. So doing it right means, for artists, looking at photographs of places where it is done right, where everybody is out. You're looking at photographs of Brisbane and looking at what a crowd looks like there and rewiring my mental map so that I have a scribbly shorthand that says, this crowd includes people in mobility devices. It includes tall people and short people and whatever. It's a broad crowd. In prose, I don't know what that looks like, because the moment you wrap words around a description of who is in the crowd, you call our attention to them in ways that the background scribbles don't. And so I'm answering the question with another question. I want to be diverse in the population that I put in the book, but I don't want to inappropriately call attention to something. I say inappropriately. I don't want to accidentally make a promise to the reader that this story is going to be about the fact that there's a person in the wheelchair in the background.
And I think that a lot of times those promises are implicit and promises that the reader brings with them, and you can just like not worry about it. Like I have a story that I will tell about an editorial note, and I will tell that in a later episode. Right now, I think we should probably go ahead and wrap up. For those of you who are paying attention, you may have noticed that Fran has not been with us for the back part of this episode. The computer kicked her out, and she hasn't been able to get back in at all. So the internet is its own environment. And presenting its own challenges. So we're going to go ahead and go on to our homework assignment, which Chelsea has for us.
Hello, I have homework for you. What I want you to do is I want you to write a scene with two characters. One person has a disability and the other person does not. And what I want you to do is I want you to write that scene from each character's POV, paying particular attention to the setting.
That sounds great. So, you are out of excuses. Now go write. For this episode of Writing Excuses, your hosts were Will Alexander, Fran Wild, C.L. Polk, Howard Taylor, and Mary Robinette Kowal. It was engineered by Marshall Carr Jr. and mastered by Alex Jackson. For more, check out writingexcuses.com.
Save big money on your next project now at Menards. Update your home with low-maintenance vinyl windows from Jeld-Wen. They're durable, energy efficient, and are low maintenance. Menards carries over 100 different size and style options in stock, ready to take home today. Save big on Jeld-Wen windows now at Menards. And don't forget to check out our flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.